Alien!
The Upper Room!
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, guess who's back in the home of the free and the free of the brave? I'm back, y'all. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome into another fucking fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world. I do mean worldwide. Arabian Nights, baby. Except for one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you. This has been a whirlwind experience. I am back in the house. But I'm telling you, you go to the show page, there's nothing there. Hey, look. I'm still on Saudi time. What do you want me to do? But I tell you what, the QOD tonight is unfinished business. You know, every now and then we'll ask people to send us questions, and we have so many questions that we never answered, so I'm dusting those off. We're going to continue to march. I'm going to go out there and let people know that we're going to talk about it today so you can come in and get the answers to your questions. Folks, you know what we do. We got a three-minute commentary coming up for you in a matter of seconds. Plus, we have a weather update. Of course, we're praying for those people who are affected by that horrible storm. I tell you, it's tough, but it's time to get the party started. Are you ready? We're coming. Mr. L.E.S., we're coming. We're here, T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rao Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
We take so much for granted.
Like going to school.
Watching TV.
Seeing a movie.
Keeping warm at night.
It's easy to forget that every day,
millions of people living in poverty
are fighting for their lives.
Progress is being made.
Tens of millions more kids in school.
Millions more people on life-saving AIDS medicine.
And malaria deaths cut in half in countries all across Africa.
But more needs to be done.
This is not about charity.
It's about justice.
Justice.
It's about equality.
Over the course of history,
young people,
people like us, have made a difference.
We have changed laws.
We have broken barriers.
We have decided elections.
We can defeat
extreme poverty
and preventable disease
by all working together
across borders, time zones,
and culture.
Through awareness,
advocacy,
and action.
As college students, you have the power. You have the power to build a better future.
Create a buzz.
The more people talk,
the more we can accomplish. You and me.
All of us. Coming together
as one.
One.
As one.
Join us.
Go to one.org.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
Black-on-black crime. You know, every now and then we have to get serious about what's going on in our communities across this great nation of ours. It's so crazy sometimes. You know, one of the shows that I love to watch is The First 48. And the reason why I love that show is because it really shows the hard work and determination of our nation's law enforcement officers, how they solve crimes and how they bring criminals to justice. But the most disturbing part of that show is the fact that most of the people who they bring to justice are, you've guessed it, look like me and probably you. So now here's the dilemma that we have. Why are we killing each other, young brothers and sisters? Why? I mean, I've seen episodes where people have gotten killed over $20. I've seen episodes where people have gotten killed over bad drug deals. I've seen episodes where little kids have gotten killed just by random shooting. Don't you know that this is not what this is all about? Don't you guys understand that a lot of our ancestors and a lot of the people back in the past and in the 60s, they died so we can have the ability to walk this earth to be free here in this country? Don't you get it? Don't you understand that? Just think about this. Just think of Martin Luther King and all the people who were alive during the 60s were around to see what's going on today. They would be just disappointed, I would believe. Because the bottom line is that, listen, we don't need to worry about the white man, per se, destroying us, because that's what everybody always says. Oh, the white man is just the white man is that, whatever. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that racism doesn't exist, because it does. But let's stop blaming the white man for everything that goes wrong in your life. Because when I look around and when I see what's going on in some of these neighborhoods, to me, it's all about education and parenting. And the biggest problem I see is that we're killing and we are destroying ourselves from within. That's what this is all about. So, folks, please, parents, anyone who's within the sound of my voice, please take a few minutes to talk to your young kids. Please take a few minutes to tell people and let them know how important and precious life is. Because it's not a video game. You don't get three strikes. Once you're dead, you're dead. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Man, welcome back, baby. What's crack-a-lackin'? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, man, did you miss me, dog? Did you miss me, dog?
Man, I missed you like I missed Jockies, baby. I missed you like I missed
Jockies. You damn lie. I heard you. I heard all those sentimental things you were saying. Oh, I don't know if I can live without him if something happened to him. I said he about to be a bitch and start crying on the air. Cry, baby. Cry,
man. I don't know what I would do without you in my life, but, hell, sometimes I like to try it and see. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. I heard you. I heard you, Mr. Elias. Yeah, I heard you. Sentimental Jack.
You also hear me call you a fat bastard, too. I know you heard that, too, didn't you?
Well, I didn't hear that part. I heard the other part. I heard the good stuff.
You don't want to hear what you want to hear, baby.
That's right, baby. That's what I want to hear. Damn, Skippy. So what the hell's been going on, Mr. Elias? What's happening with you, my brother?
Man, everything is everything, baby. I can't complain, man. I cannot
you
complain.
You sound happy.
I am happy.
You sound happy.
Man. Should I not be happy, man? Should I call
in?
Well, I don't know. Let me give you a synopsis of the way you're
doing. Yeah, give me one, please. Yes.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, I just woke up. I'm in Qatar. Don't you ever call into my show when I'm hosting the show and you talk like that. Don't you ever
Hey, man, bump you. How about that?
Has been
sorry, ass.
You call
I ain't thinking about
show.
You.
Here you are.
Clown.
Hey, all of you. Damn, you think about me all the time, so stop lying. Black bastard.
Yeah, I think about you. I need another lover like I need a damn hole in my head, just sorry sap sucker. Take your ass on somewhere. Well, I'm glad to be back, and I'm here to tell you, it's been a whirlwind.
Glad you had a safe trip, man. Glad you had a safe trip, man. I'm glad that plane lifted your big ass off the ground, too. Ooh, that's what I was really worried about.
Hey, man, I'm done talking to you. I'm done talking to you.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm done. There's nothing left to say. You bring him in first war.
Because he brings in more beats. He has no more beats music. Isn't that right?
No, he does not, you idiot.
I thought he had no more beats.
He doesn't have
what the hell are you talking on? Hold your mic.
But the title alone gets two snaps up.
Then he played the wrong one. Lord have mercy. Help him out. What's
happening?
This guy, man.
What's up, Jay? Welcome back from flying overseas and back on Fat Bastard Airlines. I'm glad you made it home.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. If I didn't like you, I didn't like you. You're sorry, bastard. How about that? You're sorry, self. So I'm glad you're back,
did you have
Ernest.
A good trip, man?
That's rookie, man. Hey, man, Mr. Rook. Rookie, man. Hold up, man. Looks like I may be back in control, man. You just playing all the wrong music. What's wrong with your mic, man?
Thank you.
What do you mean, what's wrong?
He's on Skype tonight.
He's on what?
Skype. I'm on Skype.
He's on Skype tonight, but he sounds good. We talked before the show. He sounded great. So you're going to have to remember, if Mr. Elias is on Skype, there's going to be about a one-second delay, so when you ask him something, give him a chance to hear it and then answer, or else it'll just be awkward all night long.
But wait a minute. I'm talking about the fact that he sounds like Rich's sister when she calls in.
Well, Rich Sister's on Skype, too, but I would imagine Mr. Elias has a better internet connection than Rich Sister.
Oh, no. You never know that guy. So what the hell
I mean,
been going on, Ernest?
The people at the cricket phone office has got a better internet connection than Rich Sister.
I know, right? What the hell is happening? What's going on with you?
Hey, man, it's I'm better than I was last week. It's cold here, and
You live in New York. What do you expect?
We're going out today. Yeah, you know what, though? I'm not complaining because usually it's like somebody flips the switch here after Labor Day and it just drops 20 degrees all of it. You know, it's 80 one day and then 65 the next from then on out. It's been a slow cool down this year. But, no, we got up today, kind of messed around and then, you know, just around the house. And then around noon one, it's like, let's go to Target. Let's go get something. It says, let's go get something to eat. And then let's, you know, run to Target, pick up a couple things. Well, I have one of these big kind of flannel jackets like you kind of wear in the fall, you know, they're kind of lined and it's flannel and plaid on the outside. And it's got two pockets on the chest, one on either side. So I put it on, and I thought, man, it feels like something in that pocket, you know. And I reach in there, and there's two old lottery tickets, like scratch-offs. And they've been through the washer and everything. And I'm looking at them like, well, let me try to scratch these off. And I couldn't really tell if I won anything, so I took them down to the liquor store, and they scanned it, and I had $40 sitting in my pocket on this scratch-off ticket. So I was happy. I just $40 out of the blue just fell in my lap. So I was a happy camper today.
Man, you know, you're the only guy I know that finds money, get money on the internet. What, man, what the hell are you doing, man? What the hell is up with you? Are you really like an undercover mob boss?
No, let me tell you something, Jay. It's funny you say it because I mentioned you the other day because there was something on TV about free turkeys. And I just casually, as a joke, mentioned to my roommate, I said, you know what? I'm going to get us a free turkey. And he just looks at me like I'm crazy, and he's like, how are you going to do that? And I'm like, I've gotten us free pizza. I've gotten our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents. But listen, I got our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents for the next 11 months. I'm like, I'll get us a damn turkey. And then Jay Ryle and them teased me about, they said they teased me about getting free pizza and all this other stuff. You know, he's always calling me Mr. Freebie or whatever on there. So I said, I'm going to get us a turkey. I'm going to show you. I'm going to get us a turkey this year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
No, the hell with that. I'm talking about the damn direct. How the hell did you get this 11 cent thing? Hell, the hell with what he's talking about. How the hell you do that?
I got our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents, 80.
Wow.
Because on DirecTV, when you refer somebody, you get $10 off a month for 10 months, and they get $10 off a month for 10 months, you know. So it's basically $100 over the course of 10 months. Well, I run a blog that has a DirecTV. I run a couple of blogs. That's how I make money in life. I do a whole lot of blogging, and a lot of people, because one is kind of an entertainment-type blog, and we're always talking about DirecTV, and people say, I said, you know, look, if you need a referral, let me know. And people ask me for the account number because that's what you send. You know, they say that on TV, give your friend your account number. And then I suddenly get an email, and it's like, hey, your friend, you know, Bill Graham or whatever, just signed up for DirecTV. You both get $10 off a month for the next 10 months. And that just kept happening and kept happening. So I just posted on my Facebook wall, it's 80 cents until like next August or so. I'm like, I told my roommate, I said, I got this one. I got this. I'll pay the DirecTV bill for the next.
You're so mad.
I'm going to send DirecTV $8. I'm going to literally have no bill till next August or something.
Oh, God. All right, man. It's time to bring in our baby.
Oh, that one.
How many do we have?
Only one.
What's up?
Emergency whistle. Almost having a big O. Here it comes.
It's time.
Put your ponchos on.
Get going.
Is
that it?
That's
7 inches.
All day. Yeah. It's up, Jay. How the hell are you doing, girl?
Good.
Tell us wrong with you. Well, hold on. You're supposed to be jumping. You're supposed to be jumping off the damn rafters. You should be saying, hey, Big Daddy. Welcome back, sexy thing.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
She's drunk as hell. She is drunk as hell.
Shut up, Ernest. No.
What the hell's going on, Mama?
Hey, how y'all doing?
No.
Listen, you're drunk as hell, man.
I'm not
drunk.
You are.
Stop. Hi, Miss Elliot.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama B, how you doing, baby?
Who
ever
did before me is what I'm
saying. I thought you always played your intro, Mama. That was my fault.
He's drunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
Listen, drunk. Y'all
talking about me. Yeah, what the hell you doing? Yeah.
And it's got two Momo Bees here, and that's the only thing I've seen. They both of them had the same amount of time. So.
Okay, Ann. What does that have to do with anything, Miss Elliot?
Which one is it?
If they both have the same amount of time, they must be the same file, you oom-foo-foo.
Okay, well, which one is it? The other one we got is this one. This is the one we got from Momo B. That's the win.
What are you doing? We don't need to hear it, Miss Elias.
Yes,
are you drunk, man? Are you high today? What are you doing?
Leave him alone.
Nah, that's the one we got for Wednesday. Momo B has the nasty girl one for Saturday.
No,
oh, my God, he's crazy.
Be more earnest. Yeah,
oh, he's drunk.
Right. Miss Elias, call me after the show, boo. Call me after the show.
Oh, man, yeah, call him. Hey, call him. And
listen, Mr. Elias, if you call Momo B, you need to have a drink and snacks on hand because it's going to be a long damn night.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, call him. You can get anything out of his ass you want tonight. That boy crazy. Oh, he played Nessie Girl. What the hell are you doing her life? Oh, God, anyway. All right, 347-850-1272. Two is the Saturday.
He just wanted to hear that song.
Thank
you,
Mama.
I ain't
mad at him. He's smoking weed. That's what's wrong with him. All right, look, welcome in, folks. Beautiful Saturday. Glad to be back in the house. Glad to be back in the U.S. of A. Got the crew in the house. Welcome everybody back into the Hizzy. Now, listen. We're going to start spreading the word because I know we didn't change any of the show information. So people may think there's no show tonight. There is a show. I'm sorry. I've been running 150 miles going north. 150 miles. Ooh, damn. Going north. But this is a show. And don't worry about it. If you don't catch it live, you can always catch it in the archives. Yes, Mr. Elias.
Too bad your ass is losing no weight, all that running you're doing.
I know you're not. You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm getting tired of you, Mr. Elias. I'm getting tired of you.
Tired
first,
of you
was crying.
I can't live life without you.
And then all of a sudden, you want to insult people.
Get out of here.
Oh, I don't know what I would do. I don't know.
I don't.
Hi there.
I know I'd be a lot happier.
Stick some in your mouth and shut up.
I got something in you.
There was a man and woman having sex, and at the right there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down.
This.
I was having drink after drink after drink.
Sure was, drunk ass.
I would have been having more than drinks. Two men having
sex. Sex is for sex.
It sure the hell is.
You didn't leave?
I paid to get in.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. The 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about whatever we want to talk about. One of the things we're going to talk about is Miss Terry, learn to press the damn button before 10 Good Minutes if you want to get your ass in earlier. How you doing, baby?
Isn't 10 Good Minutes prior to the hour? I didn't know 10 Good Minutes prior to the lower part of the hour.
Oh, was she crazy?
What
I was drunk.
20 after, before the first break.
I don't know your little show early, you know, the first 30 minutes. Usually I don't call in at this time.
Right.
Because you're on block time.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why.
And you said that. What's your point? Are you trying to put the show down? Are you trying to make yourself bigger than the show?
Saying.
What the hell was that all about?
Hi, Momo B. Hi, Ernest. Hi, Elias. Hey, Jay. I heard you're
back. Are you feeling better today? Because you were really out of it last week.
No, I'm doing real good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing today? I'm doing fine. The room is spinning. I got vertigo. What the hell's wrong with you? I can't stand up straight. I see four things at the same time. Your drunk ass. It's called eating them hashes.
Stop eating them hash browns
before you bring your ass on there.
I got that high down. That high does not like that. I got that high down. Alcohol,
yeah, you ain't yeah, whatever.
Juice,
you ate too many.
Down.
You must. You,
don't,
you,
don't
you,
try.
Look, you ate too many. You ate too damn many.
No.
I think. No, I believe she had vertigo. She really sounded bad last night.
Oh, yeah, she had vertigo.
Yeah. I mean, she did.
Oh, my God. She's, I got to go. The room is spinning. I'm like, what did you call me for?
No,
yeah, the
there
room
is
spinning.
No compassion on this radio show for anybody.
None.
Hey,
shut
no
your hands up,
Ernie.
I'm talking to you. Oh, he's starting to
I'm talking to you. How about that, you fat bastard? I'm talking to
hey,
you.
Hey, look here. You're talking to yourself, you big-ass whale. Shut up. Leave me the hell alone.
I'm looking
you know,
at
my
you
damn nerve.
Flying on fat
hello,
bastard airlines to Qatar and back.
Go to hell. So what's going on, Miss Terry? How is life treating you now that Vertigo is over? How do you feel being back in the real world, girl?
I'm good. It's good. It's real good.
Okay. All right. So when you was in Vertigo Land, I mean, give us a, how did it feel? Did it feel groovy or well, talk to us?
No, because it's like you turn, like you stand up and the room spins or you turn to the left and no, it's not a good feeling. Trust me, it's really not.
I've had Vertigo before too.
It's like
I
you're constantly
vertigo,
on a roller coaster or something. Or
yeah,
it's
like a constant earthquake. It's almost like a constant earthquake. You can't drive. I couldn't do nothing.
Wow. Constant earthquake. Yeah. You know, like
my mom used to get that.
Sitting up and sitting down. Sitting up, sitting down. Oh, sorry. So now let me tell you, I had vertigo one time. And you know what? Why I had vertigo? You know what happened, Miss Terry? It's because there was wax buildup on the eardrums.
No,
hey,
I don't have
boy,
that. I didn't have that.
You. So
well, the doctor checked all that out. The doctor checked all that out, so that wasn't it.
So what was the problem then? We're a community radio show.
Huh?
Was
we're
it the
community radio
ear
show?
I had an ear infection. And
okay,
sometimes
so you
when
had
you
too
have
much
the inner ear. No,
too
sometimes
much wax.
When you have the inner ear, no, oh, too much wax does not make a make an.
Why
infection.
Are you ashamed about having wax in your ears? Everybody had wax in their ears.
Jay had enough wax in his ear to build candles. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because I had a head cold. I had a head cold, Jay.
Oh, okay. But you're feeling fine now.
I had a head cold. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm ready to talk shit to you.
Hey, hold up, Miss Terry. One more time, Miss Terry. Okay? Because see, you're pushing it. You know, you come in here throwing that word around like you lost your damn mind. Now, I know you have vertigo and vertikey, but you better get your ass right, girl. Don't come in here with that nonsense. Okay? Yeah, whatever. Miss Elliott is giggling like a schoolgirl in the background.
She might have neck a row now.
Yeah, all right, look. All right, so listen. Let I got to tell you about this trip, man. This trip was a trip, to say the least, man. First of all, you get over in this country, man, and you're looking around. I'm sorry, Mr. Oh, you want to crack it? No, go ahead, Mr. L.E.S. Now, introducing stand-up comedian, Mr. L.E.S. Hey! The floor is all yours.
I just asked you to take your shirt off, man. All I asked is you take your shirt off.
Did you take your shirt? Did you take your shirt off?
Yes, I have taken my shirt off. I'm saying, were you
on my shirt off right now?
Are you taking your shirt off? Let me ask you, have
me
you taken
too.
Your shirt off in public?
Yeah.
My mommy said me too.
I'm sorry, Mr. Elias.
I went you at a beach party. I'm just asking.
No, hold on. No, answer the question, Mr. Elias.
Yes,
have you taken your shirt off in public?
Yes, I have.
How long ago? Yeah. I'm talking about recently, in the last 2 weeks.
Every day.
Yeah, at the gym.
Leave Elias alone. Why are you like, what's
at the gym.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
Hey,
you
man,
took his shirt off
you
at
what,
jail? Is that what
let
you
me,
said?
Let me tell you
I didn't
what.
Understand you.
Yeah, he said at the gym. He was there. They were playing
oh,
Macho
gym.
Man. He
I'm
decided.
Sorry. I thought he said the jail, and I'm like, what the hell's he been doing this summer? I didn't understand what he said. I couldn't hear him. Honestly, I couldn't hear him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he
at
said
the
gym.
Well, that makes sense.
No, well, okay. listen. I'll tell you what, Mr. Elliott, since you want to crack jokes and all, I'll tell you what. Why don't we both take pictures with our damn shirts
yes.
off and post
right
them on the show page?
Works
wow,
for me,
really?
Works for me. Hey, how about let's do side views so everybody can see that big
no
ass.
Problem. No problem. No problem. When do you want to do it?
I bet money Jay's got the dicky do. That means his belly sticks out further than his dicky do.
Let me tell you something, man. You told that joke a long time ago. It wasn't funny then. It ain't funny now. So sit your big
oh, it
fat,
ain't funny because
big real ass
why.
Down and
that's
leave
like
me the hell alone.
An AIDS joke to somebody that's got AIDS. It ain't funny to them, but it's funny to everybody else.
And I want to see if you got the, what's it called, Diggy Doo?
Diggy Doo.
Oh, always talking about some dicky do. Look at your own dicky do. Nobody dicky do's around here. You need to be looking at your fat
dicky.
Bastard.
I do see my dicky, my man.
That's because you got a damn video camera looking at it, your nasty blogging ass. That's what you're doing.
No. I got mirrors on my ceiling. Get it right. I got mirrors on
that's
the ceiling.
I knew
it right.
In some way. You weren't looking at it live.
You're going to tell us about your trip, man.
That may or may not be true.
Y'all piss me off, man. Ernest, him and his Dicky Do and Dicky D and all this other crazy stuff. Mickey D and Billy D and
TDD,
Dilly 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 D. Hell.
Are you guys putting these pictures on Facebook?
Yeah,
Michelle, let's do it. No, let's get back to that. Let's do it, Michelle.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, no problem. So, when can we do it?
You can't be holding your breath. You can't be holding your breath or anything. You can't be holding your stomach in. Hold your breath. You just
got to
let it flow.
Let me tell you something. Nobody talking to you either. Nobody asked you nothing. I take, look here. Nobody asked you nothing.
Moose take a whole lot of holding. A whole lot and of you, breath, a whole lot of
you. I tell you what, mine looks sexier than yours. That's for damn sure. Now, how about that?
You can't take a breath deep enough, Jay. You can't take a breath deep enough.
Ernest, no one's talking to you.
You take a breath
okay,
that
no one's
deep,
talking to
your
you.
Lungs
why don't you post, you know
ears.
What, never mind. I was going to say, why don't you post pictures of your fat ass, but you have, and they look ridiculous. You need to stop posting pictures of your big ass without no shirt
on. Hey, listen, I'm not here for your approval, big man. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what anybody here thinks of me.
No,
I'm
care.
My own man. I don't
it's
care. I'm not
raining men for you.
Anybody.
Shut
I'm
up.
I'm comfortable
leave
in my skin.
Alone.
I like being a big boy, and the boys like me. So, no,
they I don't know why they like your big ass. They must be blind. They like you.
Hey, because you know what? I'm a gentleman on the streets, and I'm a freaking bad mother. Okay.
And nobody asked you. Who gives a damn? Who gives a damn, Ernest?
Why you give a damn? Talking about my shirt off. What
I bet
your
bad ass would be double
lined
with your big ass bouncing around in it, boy. Oh yuck. Jeez,
oh, man. My God, you can't even get your words right. Just keep moving. You're embarrassing yourself. I feel bad for you.
No, you're embarrassing your own damn self talking about I'm a freaking bad. How many beds? Did you put two king-size beds together so you can wallow your big ass around in it?
No, ain't no two king-size beds together.
Lord, let me tell you how to crew back together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. Y'all have pissed me off.
Y'all have pissed me off. It's better to be pissed off than pissed on, I guess.
Well, I know you would know all about that, huh, Mr. Red Barn?
No. We don't play that nasty
chip,
stuff
chip,
over
chip,
here.
Chip, chip, chip. P.O. me. My name is Rick James, bitch.
We ain't doing
that
nasty stuff over
here. Yeah, whatever.
You take that stuff to the ghetto. We ain't doing that around here.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, my God.
So any damn way.
I saw that video again the other day. Somebody posted that damn video. I'm like, why are you people posting this R. Kelly video all these years later? I could not believe somebody brought that up.
What R. Kelly video are you talking about?
Where he was allegedly, where it was allegedly him screwing that girl and wherever, and then he was peeing on her and all that nasty stuff. Huh?
Oh, God. That still exists? Is that still out there?
You know,
oh, God, it's the
never,
internet, Jay.
You know,
it'll never go away.
I have never seen it with my own eyes. I've heard me talk about it. But
it ain't nothing to look at. It ain't nothing to look at.
Wait, hold on, man. Wait a minute. That first one you had in there, that was... Hold on, man. Wait a minute, Ernest. Now, that first one you had in there... Hold on, now. Wait a minute. I beg to differ. Excuse me. I stand corrected. No. That first one he had in there, that was all worth looking at. I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah.
He should have left that video trapped in the closet. That's all I know.
Oh, he should have left none trapped in no damn closet. That first one, boy, now. And I couldn't know when it got to the young one. I couldn't let that one. I can't do it because you know, for the longest, I wouldn't listen to R. Kelly's music because I said, you know what, that dude is raping 14-year-old girls. I said, I can't be down with that. I can't be down with that. So I didn't watch. Yeah. Well, when it got to where the third one was. I couldn't watch, but the one that he had in there that was full grown, oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh,
all right,
you are so nasty.
I am nasty. All right, Basilius, I got it. 10 good minutes is buzzing by.
10 good minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about.
Every day, four children die from child abuse and neglect. Abused children can't do magic, but you can. If you even suspect abuse, call the Child Abuse Hotline. Make child abuse disappear.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good
thought. If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Whatever.
J-Rouse Show. I'm sorry. Something really important has just come up, so I'm gonna have to turn it back over to you guys. But it was nice talking to you guys. So I love you guys, and everybody take care. All right, I gotta take care of something really important. Yeah, let me get a number one with. Can I get barbecue sauce on that, please? All right, I'm up. Okay, thank you.
He forgot to take us off the phone?
Dr. Prince O'Dea, were you on the little bus? It's a joke. He's playing along with it. What are you doing?
Yes.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with him? Did you hear him? He forgot to take us off mute. We can't hear him.
On the little bus. He was on the van. You know the blue van?
Watch her try to play it off now.
I knew.
That's Dr. Prince's idea. Oh, my God. Did you know? We can still hear him. That's the point, Dr. Prince's idea. It's a joke.
Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
What time it is?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 Street Baptist Church. We call us Tennesseans.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Rouse Show, Saturday edition. Glad to be back in the house. What's happening, y'all? My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the place to be. What's up there, Big Daddy? Who you with? I'm with you, big dog. My girl Momo Beezy is in the easy. Hey, girl.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Grammy winner
Saturday,
right there.
Saturday,
she's a Grammy winner,
you know,
right there.
I forgot today was Saturday. When you posted my show over the air, I was like, oh. Because I forgot today.
I didn't
even know what the day was. Yeah, you did. Whoever posted on your page that you showed over the air.
Well,
like, oh,
that must be, that's the auto thing that BTR does.
Well,
okay,
that's what it is. So just, hello. Let me say what I'm saying. I was
talking under my breath. I didn't know your hearing was that damn good, to be honest with you. Okay, yeah, I
didn't
think you heard me. Jesus Christ. Wow, she has good hearing. My boy Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
Free turkeys for everybody, but did you play Alexander O'Neal? Is that what you played during your break?
No.
In the commercial, in the rewind, it was a thing. It was the rewind.
Oh, in the rewind. Oh,
yes.
Because I don't hear your song. We do our own thing. So, okay, I got it.
Well, you can hear the shit because it's funny. Ernest, you just go.
Hey, you know what? What is up with you in the potty mouth today? What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all damn mouth? You cuss so much, you don't even know you cussing. What did I say? I thought I said shoot. No, that's not what you said, potty mouth. What's going on, Mirror?
And by the way, Momo B, we do our own breaks on the ERN side until the 90-minute mark. So I don't necessarily hear all of Jay Ryle's breaks.
Yeah, I know.
I know Jay, but she might not know.
No, I know.
She knows.
She high.
Because
she's
high. It'd be funny, for real.
Yeah, okay.
You should let that rock.
All right.
Okay, I agree. I totally agree with everything you said.
Dr. Sharp. Miss Terry's in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, I can't wait to see these halfway naked men on Facebook.
I know you can. Make sure your vertigo ain't working, girl. Make sure your vertigo is on.
I want you to be spinning around the room. You be looking at me.
I'm just saying. If you look bad, I'm gonna talk about you till eternity.
I don't give a damn. Make sure it's on point, brother. I don't give a damn.
You hear me?
That ain't
How about
right.
that? Now let me say this. I want to say hello to some folks. Now people are sending me. Listen, folks. Once again, I am not BTR support. You're sending me messages saying you can't get in the chat room. I can't help you. You can hear us, but you can't get in. Mariana Music, I can't get in. I can't get in. Hey, girlfriend, keep trying. That's all I can say to you. I mean, Jesus.
She's in there now.
Oh, yeah, she's in there. So you figure out how to get in, huh?
Don't talk to her like that.
Don't talk to Mariana like
Take
that.
Take that.
Oh, you're going to hell, too. Who the hell is Mariana? The hell with Mariana Music.
Calm down, Mariana. The hell with you. Don't you talk to Mariana like that. That's one of my favorite listeners.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn about her or any damn about hell.
She looks at us coming hella high water.
Could you people get your act together?
Yo, because you try to... Because you're trying to get you some cyber booty. I don't give a damn, Mr. Elias. The hell with you and Mariana.
No.
How about
she
that?
She come hell or high water. So mind your business, you black bastard. How about that?
See, this is where the bull crap starts.
What are you talking about?
Mar, why not allowed to throw some hot grease on you?
Who the hell is Mariana Music? Who gives a damn? What kind of name is that?
She's a loyal listener. That's who she is. She's a loyal listener. I care.
Yeah, you try to mack on her any other time she's in the chat room. Why are you so indignant and black right now?
Hold on. I don't try to mack on nobody. I don't try to mack on no damn Mariana Music. She's not my type.
Mariana listens to us. Every show we got, Mariana listens to. Mariana, that's the view.
Everybody your type. No, you didn't say she ain't my type.
That's the J.Y. show. That's him.
Everybody your type.
The eyeballs and a pair of legs are your type.
Boo. Boo, boo, boo.
Four legs, two legs.
I'm gonna tell you my type. Let me describe my type. My type is somebody that is she's a couple of shades darker than a Hershey bar. She's a couple of shades darker than a Hershey bar. She got some big juicy caterpillar lips. And she is a Grammy winner, and she sit out by the pool with lotion on her hands all day. That's my type of woman. I don't know if you know somebody that fit that description. You know, you let me know.
Wait, that's what I'm in the world, older living Negro.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my kind of woman. See, Mariana, too, she too light-skinned for me. I need something that's the same color as her shit. Do you know somebody that fits that description that's Hershey bar action? We call it midnight for short. Do you know anyone that falls into that category?
You should be nicer to Mariana Music because her profile description on BTR says one thing, a faithful listener of the J. Ryle Show.
That's because she's drinking.
The only thing in her profile.
She needs to change it.
Let me say this.
Is this the same
Mariana that said Momo B is her favorite on air personality?
Yes.
And then you want me to be nice to her?
Be nice to her.
Oh, I might not like her now that she said that.
Yeah, well, she's crazy and she's drunk. So stop. Leave drugs alone.
She is my favorite. That's what
she said
put
in the chat room.
She's your favorite.
She is my favorite.
What she said.
Okay,
man.
Yes, I am her favorite. Leave her alone.
But you said, I don't know how you're going to turn this into Mariana, but that's fine. Listen, you said that she's your favorite listener. She's your favorite listener, huh?
No. That's what she just said about
Mariana. No. I'm asking you a question. Is Mariana Music Mr. Elias's favorite listener?
Of course.
Mr. Elias
says, see how I did that? Yeah, see how I did that? I wrote that ass. So you said she is your favorite listener.
Right.
Remember, William.
Right. Yeah.
But wait a minute. So you're her favorite listener. I mean, she's your favorite listener, but you're not her favorite on-air personality.
That doesn't make a difference. I like anybody that's in our chat room. How about that? She's always in our chat room.
There you go. See, I like the way you did that. I like the way you did that. I like the way you weaseled your ass out of that.
I like anybody in that chat room.
That's my song. What? That's my song right there.
Alexandria. Welcome back in. 347-850.
I love that song. Yes.
She is. Thank you, Ernest. Mariana is a fake. Thank you. All right.
I know.
No, it wasn't for Mariana.
Yes, it was. You did. You just told me it was for Mariana. You said, watch this, Jay. I'm going to make. See? There you go.
No, that's not
for Mariana. What show are you listening to?
No, you just sent me a thing saying, watch this. I'm gonna play this for. I'm gonna say this for Mariana.
I know.
So do it again.
I'm talking to your black ass, except right here. Let me tell you. I got something for you, Jay. I got something for you right now.
And let me tell you something, Ernest. Both of us have them because I got something for you too. This is for your ass.
Well, would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Get off me! Get up off me! All right.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
It's a battle.
The battle beat.
We're going to have the soundboard throwdown tonight.
It's a battle.
All right, folks. It is time for the Kill Diva question of the day. And the question of the day is leftover questions from people who have asked us questions in the past. Now, I'm trying to reach all these people to let them know we're talking about this tonight because I know there was no show description. We apologize for that, but we're on the air, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, are questions that we never answered from when we asked for questions in the past. So, Ms. Elias, I found a good one, bro, because, you know, I keep all this stuff. I got a good one here, bro, for you. This is a good one for you. This is especially for you. Now, here's the deal. And I'm not going to say the name because I think this is incriminating evidence, so I'm not going to say the name. But I will tell you what the circumstances are. Circumstances are this. Chick dating this dude, right? And this dude tells her that he's divorced. Mm-hmm. But she don't believe him.
Okay.
So she wants to know, should she ask this guy for the divorce decree? And I'm thinking, let me answer that for you right now. Hell no. You don't ask no dude for a divorce decree. What's wrong with you?
You can look it up online. You can look it up online.
No? You can't?
It's public record. Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's public
no
record.
Yeah, you can look most things up like that online. You can look up court dockets and things like that.
Yeah, it's public
record. I do it in Oklahoma. I look up all my high school friends and look at all the mess they've been in. Yep.
Yeah. You can look it up online.
Okay, well,
so there's no need.
I looked up your stuff too, J-Rod. I looked up you too. I know some stuff in your past.
I don't give a damn what you looked up. Did you look up my dicky do? And you seem to be interested in that. Sorry, bastard.
Well, listen, we've already looked up your fat stomach and that size 6X jacket you're wearing. How about that?
Yeah, whatever. Leave me alone, Elastic Man. So in a damn way. So, okay, so let's say that she doesn't have access to that. Now, I hope she's listening. So I'm trying to send her. Oh, I got kicked out of tag. I'm trying to send her a message, let her know we're talking about this. Okay, so listen, you're saying that you can go online and look it up. But let's say that she didn't have the ability to do that, Mr. Elias. You know what? Think about how sneaky this joker is, how he just pulled that out off the top of his head. You can go online and find that out, Holmes. I mean, how would you know that, Mr. Elias? Why would you think that way right off the top of your back, off the top of your head?
Anything is public record, Jay. That's done in a courtroom.
Why are you trying to talk?
It's just being honest.
Why are you talking like that, though?
He's right.
Everything's online, Jay. I'm just trying to be slick. I'm just trying to be honest, baby bubble. Wait, why are you talking like that, man? Well, what's up?
Okay.
Get your voice. What's up with that?
How would you like for me to talk?
He's using his inside voice. What's wrong with that?
How would you like for me to talk, Jay? How about talking like you usually do? How about that?
That's how I usually talk, Jay. I'm not understanding.
Oh, listen to him, Jay. He must be around some people. Who's in the room, Mr. Elias? Listen to him. I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir. I usually speak in this tone very eloquently and enunciate all my words.
Bastard, how about that?
There you go. See, there you go. Now, come on back home, dog. Come on back home. All right, Mama B, listen, girl. If you was dating a dude and you didn't know if this dude said he was, you know, said he was divorced, you don't believe him. What would you ask this guy for his divorce decree?
No, hell no. Can I say hell no?
Yeah, you can say that. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not asking him for nothing. What? That means I'm telling you what it means to me. If I have any thoughts that he is still married and he lied about being divorced, I'm not going to ask you for, you're not going to prove to me that you're divorced because you're still sneaking, creeping. That's why I'm thinking that you're still married. All I need is that. I don't need you to do nothing because now I think that you're still married. Maybe you leave it early, got to run home same time every night. Like, what time is it? 6:30? Got to go. Can't call me in the middle of the night. I can't do nothing. No, I'm not asking for nothing because it don't mean nothing to me. All I know is you act like you married, and that's why I'm going to question all that. If you act like something's wrong, I don't need no proof. Boom, there it is. Sit down, shut up, I'm going on. Trust and believe.
Then she gives us a theme song as she finishes her thoughts. I've seen enough.
I'm not taking no more.
I'm done with you. I am woman. I am invincible. I am woman, ready and free. She got to give us a damn. She got to give us a theme song when she lets us. Thank you.
Once you have to ask for that, then you might as well leave it alone. Because obviously,
I agree with you. I'm on your team.
You wonder. Once you start wondering, leave that alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah, thank you.
Leave it alone.
Thank you. Let me ask you something, Ms. Terry. When you and Otis was dating, and Otis told you he was divorced, did you ask Otis for his divorce degree?
Did you have vertigo? I divorced him. Excuse me. All she's got to do is sit back and wait a minute. You know, put a message on her social media. Tweet his ass. Somebody's going to come out the woodwork.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a female, and I know the wife is going to come out the woodwork. They've been dating 30 days because within 30 to 60 days, a wife is coming out the woodwork.
You don't need all that. Go to his house. Knock on his door. Go have a barbecue. A wife is gonna pop up. You can't hide a wife.
Heck no. But when you do that, that's the equivalent of electronically scratching the brother's car and cutting his ties. It's the same damn thing. You do it in the virtual land. Why would you do that?
Oh, well, because, I mean, if I started dating somebody today, I would go to their social media, hey, babe, how you doing, just to see who's going to say something back after me. That's all, because men are going to look.
See, Ms. Elliott, what she's hateful, man. She's hateful.
She's hateful. I've been through a few liars. I'm protecting me.
Mm-hmm. But what if you are wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you are just all the way wrong and you have done this?
Nothing happens, nobody will say anything from what I put on his Facebook, and we all
That's
do
it.
What?
Simple. It ain't no harm, no foul. That's it.
No.
Shit don't blow up.
Get him, Michelle. I heard you. You better be glad I can't get to the damn board to hit you in your damn eye. Oh, you better be glad I can't get to the board. Watch your mouth.
You're
a Ooh, you ever said the board acted up? I can't hit him, Miss Elliott. I can't hit it. I know you're not going to do it because that's just how you walk.
I love it from the back.
All right, so listen. So, Ernest, man, you dating Brad, man,
yes,
from
sir.
Accounting. You're dating Brad from accounting.
Sure.
And you think...
Okay.
And so, look at, man. Brad told you he's divorced, man, from Ken. You know, Malibu Ken. But
well,
you don't believe
Brad
from
County.
So Ernest,
look,
do you ask?
It's got to be somebody. It's got to be somebody. It could be Brad from accounting. It's got to be somebody.
Do you ask Brad from accounting? Do you ask him for the divorce decree?
Do I ask him for the divorce decree?
No, nobody does that.
I think you can kind of vet a person, and when they, if you bring up something about their ex or they bring it up, you can kind of look in their eye and see how they talk about them. If they're just reminiscing, or if they're still in love, or they're just remembering good times, I think you can tell if they're still holding the torch for somebody, or you know, might not quite be ready for your ass. So. No, I'm not asking for divorce papers. I think I'm a good read of character most times with people.
Exactly.
And I can kind of read people in a way. I can kind of figure it out, you know.
Okay, so you're not going to ask Branson County.
And listen, if it's not one of the 16 states that allow gay marriage, ain't no divorce paper anyway.
That's a good point. Oh man, okay, yeah, all right.
I don't live in one of those 16 states, it don't matter anyway. You know, if I live in Texas, who's got a divorce decree? You know, come on.
Oh man, that's funny. So, Mr. Elliott,
that's true.
So let's say that your internet broke down like it did last week, and you wanted to find out in a hurry. Would you ask her for a divorce decree if you felt that she was not being totally honest?
No, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be that serious.
What you mean? It can't be that serious. What do you mean by that?
It wouldn't be that serious, man. Look, you know, there's always time. You know, why would I have to know right away?
Cause yeah, you can just get that booty for free and got to worry about nothing, huh? You can just tear that ass up and not to worry about it.
Hey, listen, Jay, if Mr. Les is really into a girl and it's moving to the point where they're going to be in a committed relationship or married, or whatever, that's going to come up eventually. It's going to come. No, listen, I'm saying anybody, but we're talking to him. He's going to know because it's going to come up. If she ain't walking down the aisle because she's still tied to, you know, Laquan back on 59th Street, then he's going to find out eventually.
I got Laquan. Would you date someone that's named Laquan?
I mean, if she's still tied to Jamal, then we're going to find out eventually.
What about Tyrone, won't you, Kyle? Tyrone.
Hey, listen, everybody know who's tied to Tyrone. Everybody know who's tied to Tyrone. I knew that was going to come up.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's why I said it.
Yeah, okay. So in other words, what I'm hearing from all of y'all is basically like, look, don't worry about it. You know, no lie can live forever. And eventually the truth will come out.
Exactly. That's for sure.
And who's going to do that anyway, though? I mean, that just sounds so like...
Yeah. Can I see
you?
Know,
look, I'm not afraid to ask somebody if I'm not afraid to ask somebody for an AIDS test if I'm going to sleep with them long term or something like that. But to ask for divorce papers, I mean, that just seems tacky for some. It's just like
that is
what
tacky.
Level of distrust do you live on in the world that you're going around asking before you even date somebody? You're asking for divorce papers from their spouse. I mean, who the hell are you? Where's your paper?
No, but you know why she's talking about. She feels a way. Like she feels like he's still married and he's lying to her. So once I feel that way that you're still married and all you're doing is lying, I'm not gonna ask you for no paper. I don't need no paperwork.
The guy is not lying, and just because you feel some way doesn't make it reality. It would be detrimental to you as a strong woman to maneuver through. I can't even say it.
It don't matter.
No, it's not. It's
honest, you know what? It does matter because you're a stronger woman than that.
Why would you maneuver through a relationship or life? You're a strong woman. Why would you maneuver like that on a lie? Why wouldn't you just talk to Tyrone and ask him the basics instead of just, Who gives a heck what you feel? Find out the truth is what I'm saying. Find out the truth for yourself.
Personally, me, if I feel a way, I don't care if I'm right, wrong, or different. If I feel a way, I can't be with
arrogant.
You.
You're
if
arrogant.
If I feel that you're lying to me, I can't be with you because I'm always going to have that feeling that you're lying. I don't feel that way for everybody. Like, I don't feel like everybody's a liar. But if I feel that you're lying, I'm very intelligent. And I keep saying,
so you're not even
real.
Looking to find out the truth. You're just
saying,
running
no,
on
I
how
know.
You feel.
No, yes.
How
Momo
B
exactly,
feels.
Exactly. How Momo B feels.
So Momo B doesn't care about the truth. Momo B is just going to go on how she feels that
truth.
Day.
It's all about
she don't care.
How I feel.
Well, then that's why you're single. That's why you're single. That's why you're single.
Me and you, boo boo. There's a difference between me and you. I'm out here running to have fun. I don't do that. I have a.
Look, I'm not either, but I'm going to find out the truth before I feel some way about somebody. I'm going
to
find out the truth.
I don't have no time to waste.
I'm
going to
find out
the truth. There you go, homie. Do what you. But I'm not finding out the truth.
There you go, homie.
Well, you're living a lie. You're basing your life on a lie.
If I don't feel you, you got to go. That's it. If I don't feel you,
let me unzip my pants. I'll give you something to feel, heifer. I'll give you something to feel. Let me unzip.
Oh, please. What you dicky do?
Let me unzip
that dicky do. Sing that dicky do back in your dookie doo. Somebody want that mess?
I give you something to feel, Heifer. I make you
feel
the truth.
Your damn dicky do.
Before this
that
show's over,
do.
You're going to feel the truth all up
your
on
dicky,
you.
Your dicky needs to add another do to it.
I'm
going to
rub
do
up
do.
On you
so
like a
away,
dry towel
or
a car out of a car wash. I'm going to get all over you, baby. I'm going to get all over
I know you are, dicky doo-doo. Dicky doo-doo. All right, look, we're going to take a break.
Hey, listen, up, listen here, jealousy Ryle. You just be quiet for a minute. I'm talking to this girl. We're overdue for a break, by the way.
Let me tell you something, man. Yeah, yeah, dicky doo doo, dicky doo 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 doo.
Come around
right,
here
whatever.
While I'm trying
right,
to mac on Momo B. Run in your mouth. It ain't dinner time. Go sit down. Ain't no buffet open yet.
Oh my God, dicky doo doo. All right, so look. All right, we're gonna step out and let Ernest get his dicky doo doo together. And time for a weather update and the old school get hype song. All that's coming up next.
Stupid.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Christy Warlow, taking a look at your conditions for the next 3 days. For the most part, the United States, we're looking rather dry. We do have a little bit of this pesky snow area for the Pacific Northwest. Also looking at snow developing along the Great Lakes and into New England. Also, the tip of Florida, yes, Miami, and even into Tampa, you are going to pick up some rain showers on Sunday. But for the most part, we're going to be dry and rather warm for us for much of the southern U.S. Looking at 88 for Phoenix, going up to 65 for Denver, looking at 70s for Houston and Dallas, 69 for Atlanta. Colder air is filtering in as we see a cold front start to move its way through on Sunday afternoon. So 42 for Minneapolis, 47 for Chicago, looking at 50s for New York and Boston. By Monday, we're starting to see a very fast-moving cold front move its way into the northeastern portion of the United States. So snowfall, even a little bit of mixed rain and snow for the Great Lakes, moving into the Ohio River Valley area and even into New England. We're also going to be tracking a little bit of snow that's moving its way from Montana into South Dakota. We're not thinking it's going to be winter storm criteria for now, just it's starting to look a little bit more like winter out there. Starting to feel a little bit more like winter as well. 32 for Billings. We're going to see 29 for Minneapolis. That's your daytime high on Monday afternoon. Highs for you in New York and Boston looking at 50. We do have 70s and upper 60s for much of the southeast. Seattle all the way down to San Francisco looking at 58 into 78 as we go down I-5. For Tuesday, we'll see that cold air just continue to filter in. As it hits the Appalachian Mountains, it will turn to snow. Otherwise, we're thinking Nashville, even Atlanta. Tuesday, it'll stay on the rainy side. No frozen precipitation for you. We'll also be looking at some rain moving its way into western Texas. And again, more rain for Seattle moving into Portland, Oregon. Temperature-wise, see all this blue just push its way down into the southeastern region, even moving its way into the Great Lakes and into New England. We're looking at highs about 30 degrees for Minneapolis, down to 39 for Louisville. Atlanta, we don't think that the front's going to hit you just yet on Tuesday, but Tuesday night and certainly Wednesday morning it will. So get ready. The cold air is on the way.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker, and he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10, only on the Weather Channel.
Now take off them clothes and get on your J-O-D.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the second set, yo.
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Other day, Val, show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryan showing a beautiful Saturday, hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. Elliott, is in the house. What's up, big boy?
I ain't scared of you, mother. You just don't understand, Mr. Elliott. You just don't understand. Momo BZ in the Heezy Hager.
Use my body, now you want my soul.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it, say no, no, say I'll do anything. You know, I've been wondering for real what she wanted to do that he wasn't willing to do. I want to know.
No, can't do.
No, can't do. He was really like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah.
Grammy winner right there. Grammy winner. Yes. Momo BZ in the Easy.
Thank you for that.
No problem. Anytime, baby. Anything for you. We got my main man in the house, Captain Dicky Doo Doo. What's up there, Captain Dicky Doo Doo? Big Earth. What's up, Earth?
Oh, hey, how you doing? You know, I think that song should be Momo's theme song. It should be like, Momo can't go for that. No, no.
No, no. I like it.
Dicky Doo Doo.
Cook it up. Cook it up.
And I know what that song is about because Daryl Hall has a show on after Saturday Night Live on Saturday nights, and it's called Live from Daryl's House. And he was talking to somebody about that song, and he said it was about the record company, and they wanted to change Hall & Oates' look in the 80s. They wanted to do the songs differently. And he said, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing that new contract until you do it better. And that's what the song was about. He's like, I can't go for that. No can do. And that's what that song is about a record company. It's funny you play that because I just heard that about 3 weeks ago. But that's what it's about.
Thank you. Because I always wondered.
Yeah, I like
that. You know me. I was thinking like,
what
did she want him to do?
And you should watch. You guys should DVR that show. It's Daryl Hall in his house in upstate New York. And he has guests on, like CeeLo Green was there one time, and Sharon Jones was there. And they set up in the studio, and they just sing the guest songs, and then they sing Hall & Oates songs together. And it's like just one live take when they do it. It's just a fantastic show. But they talk about it in between, and that's where I found out about that song.
And what is the name of the show?
It's a great show.
That's good.
It's called Live from Daryl's House. It comes on Saturday nights after Saturday Night Live. So check your listings on NBC there for that.
Yeah, I love him. Oh, it's good. Live from Daryl's House.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love waking up on Sundays and one of those are sitting on my DVR waiting.
I like that, Ernest. I like that. I can't go for that. Yeah. No. Oh,
no.
Captain Dicky Doo Doo.
Momo can't go for that.
Miss Terry's in the house.
No, Dicky Doo. Momo can't go for that. No. No, Dicky Doo.
Captain Dicky Doo Doo. Hey, what's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Oh, man. All right, it's, man, it's 15 after the hour. J. Ryle Show, beautiful Saturday. Q&A's question of the day. The question that's on the table right now. Question is, person don't trust their mate, I guess, and so they're asking should they get a divorce decree, and everyone is saying, no, can't do. Don't do that. Here's another one. This one is, she said we can actually use her name. So Stella has sent this in. Stella said, look, she slept with her boss.
She got a groove back.
She slept with her boss to get a promotion a year and a half ago.
What?
She said it has not happened yet.
You a dumb heifer.
And she said, should I bust his ass out? Yes.
Here to lose your job, then go ahead.
How's she going to lose her job? I'm pretty sure.
Because she,
I'm pretty sure Stella,
she overstepped the bounds as much as he did. When she opened up her legs and said yes to that proposition,
Stop it, Mr. Human Resources. Nobody asked you for the human resources answer. The hell with you. You got to get over, girl.
You
gave him draws up and he has not returned the favor.
If she's
going to
bust him out, be prepared.
Bust him.
You're going to lose your job, too.
What's going to happen? I watch Scandal. What's going to happen? Nothing. He is going to conform to what she said.
He said, I want Scandal.
Now.
I want Scandal.
Now. So he is going to conform to whatever she says, because I'm pretty sure, hey Stella, does he have a wife? Answer that question for us, please. All right, so while she gets back with us on that one, let me go to you. So, Momo B, let me ask you something. So, first of all, that was a pretty damn good move on her behalf, huh? Get on draws up, could get promoted right up the line.
No. What?
But didn't you
say that it was a year ago? Yeah, it was a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say it, though.
Wait.
Well,
no, she was.
But the guy was
going to
happen, baby.
Don't
you know
hate the player. Hate the game. You waited a year. She gave it up. And now you just doing
what
that you wonder what
about.
You should do? You just wonder now after the whole year? Who is that? I said, you should have did that in 30 days. 30 days.
You have 30 days
to return the merchandise. 30 days. You're here. You're too late. I can't talk to her. Next, I ain't. She
said 30 days?
I'm not even going in.
Oh, damn.
She played herself on that one. Shut up and sit down.
Oh, see? Look, y'all not talking to her. See, look how she's talking to Stella. See, when I say something about Mariana, y'all want to get my ass, but she's telling Stella to go somewhere and sit her dumb ass down with a dumb ass for giving up the draws and ain't got no return and almost a damn year. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm done. Next. Who's next?
See?
Go
nobody ahead. Said anything to her. Miss Terry ain't going to say nothing because that's her boo. That's her homegirl right there. She told her to shut up and sit her dumb ass down. That's what she said. And you didn't say nothing about that. Nothing. You haven't said, oh, Mama, you can't be talking like that. Look at Mr. Elliott's ass. It's quiet, too.
Everybody
look,
quiet.
Well, that was my opinion about Mariana.
Look.
But everybody got my ass.
Look.
Because that's
my homegirl.
Yeah,
I know who Mariana is.
Okay, so what, Mr. Elias? There's a lot of people who listen to this show. Remember you told me this a long time ago? You don't know. Stella could be a faithful listener.
She
told Stella to sit her dumb ass down.
She would know better.
That was what she said.
That's what
she said.
The difference between Mariana and Stella is that I know Mariana listens to our show all the time. I know that.
Okay,
she
and how do you
Wednesday
know? Oh, here,
did.
Stella. Look, Stella says she listens too all the time. See, Stella,
well, hey,
I'm on
no
your
more.
Side, girl. Give me some sugar. Come on.
All right,
see how they do
it. Should have been said to Stella. It should not have been said to Stella. How about
no,
that?
No, she said it. Mama B said, sit your dumb ass down. Sit your dumb ass down.
I said it should not have been said. That's what I just said, isn't it?
Oh, now, hey, you like Bill Clinton, man. Make up your damn mind. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. Crazy ass.
Dumb ass trap. How about that?
Clinton made up his mind. He got polished. He got his knob polished. There wasn't no wax on, wax off. He got his knob polished. He knew what he was.
Oh, hey, Stella, did you slobber on a Dick Dobler? Just let us know if you slobbered on a Dick Dobler.
No, don't answer. Don't
tell me what you did, girl.
Stupid. Now you look extra dumb.
Oh, yeah, because everybody know Momo B. Don't put her mouth with nothing.
No,
got no hair coming on it. Momo B. Ain't going to put her mouth with nothing like that.
No.
If it got some hair on it, Momo B. Ain't going to put her mouth with Momo B.
No.
Momo B, Momo B.
I can't go for that,
Captain Dickie Doo. All right, so look. So, Miss Terry. Okay, Miss Terry. First of all, can we all agree, Miss Terry, that that was a very ambitious move on her behalf, right?
Okay, let me tell you something. What's her name
Stella.
Stella.
If she asked for your name, Stella, turn the radio off right now.
This is the deal, Stella.
This is the deal, Stella.
The normal people that work on normal jobs don't sleep with the boss to get a raise.
Yes,
that
they
goes
do.
To CEO. Wait a minute. That goes, if you're going to go up to a CEO, you better have a large
upgrade to give up the booty for a job. Do you understand that?
You
better have a... Yes. Second of all, she's not working the groove right. She's been in the job a year. She got a raise.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, Stella. The views and opinion of this heifer is all hers by her damn self.
Wait a minute.
She's crazy.
No, a normal upgrade will give you a raise. So did she get something?
I had to agree, Stella.
Did she at least get a better office or something?
No. 335 days later, you better sit down. Shut up. We don't want to hear you.
That doesn't make any sense.
She's sitting down waiting.
Yeah.
No. I agree, Stella.
Okay, ask Stella, was it good?
Okay, Stella, you gotta answer that question, Stella.
365 days of the year, I'm with the same old.
My sister went down. Oh, damn it. Anyway, give us a few minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't no good. That's why your system went down, so it wasn't no good.
Yeah, you used too much.
Hit her the eye. I'm tired of Miss Terry in her pocket. Did she cuss? If she cuss, hit her, man. Hit her, Miss Elias.
I didn't
hit
her
ass right now.
I didn't hear it either, so nope.
I know you didn't hear nothing. That's because you're an old traitor, old Benedict Arnold. I ain't hear nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a crazy move. You don't.
People, stop it. Y'all act like that happens all the damn time. That happens on Scandal.
That happens on Scandal.
I watch Scandal.
Places like that.
I watch Scandal.
Okay? Not at McDonald's, Burger King, and all that.
Oh, you saying I'm going to work at McDonald's? How you know what she works? How you going to sit there and say she works?
She works at fast food.
I don't know if my stuff went down. I'm trying to get a promotion to swing manager. She's dumber than I thought she was. Oh, damn. You know what? I'm sorry, Stella. They crazy. They called you dumb. Miss Terry said you work at Burger King, flipping fries.
My thing is, unless you're
you
going to get
fries,
an 8, 10, figure, whatever, you should not sleep with your boss. Why should you sleep with your boss unless you're getting
the dumbest thing I have ever heard a woman of the 21st century do is sleep with a boss.
You know what, Stella, I'm sorry, baby.
If that heifer doesn't have a promotion after 18 months of slobbing on that boss's knob, she deserves not to have one because she's stupid for doing it. Girl, you are better than that. Pull your dress down and pull your pride up and get some self-respect because you're stupid for doing that. You're stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Captain Dicky Doo has spoken.
Pull your dress down and pull your pride up.
I mean, what kind of lack of self-respect do you have that you think you need to sleep with somebody to get a promotion? I mean, that's just the dumbest. Why promote you when he can just get your tail on the side and not promote you?
Let me tell you, he's just not that into you, girl.
Except
you know what, Stella? JR taking pride and hurting your feelings right now. I'm going
to
tell you right now, baby. Big Daddy loves you.
I'm not trying to hurt her feelings. I'm trying to wake her up and get her out of bed.
Yes, you are.
Did she get
a dinner? Did she get a car? I don't know. Did she get a cold-blooded people on the show? They ain't nothing. They're evil people. Don't listen to none of them. One of them won't get high.
Let me tell you something, baby.
They gonna get a raise, all right, girlfriend.
With you for a raise.
Hey, you wanna come on? Come on, work for me, Miss Terry. Girl.
Nah, you know what?
It's gonna cost you.
I don't wanna work for you.
It's gonna cost you some booty cheeks.
He didn't like it. That's why he
ain't
giving no raise. She was stale and old.
I'm sorry, baby. The views and opinion of that heifer is all her by herself. I'm sorry, baby. I'm trying to hurry up and come in so I can shut them down. They are going to great lengths to make you feel below a woman. Because you're a woman. Single and free.
Because she acted below one.
A little bit of me. Yes, I am one. And feel
louder
it.
And,
If I stay the same, if I do, if you ask me, I can do anything.
Yes.
Come on, sing it, Stella. I am strong. I am invincible. You are woman. The hell with them.
Her legs and herself,
cause
she's stupid.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Stella.
Excuse
I can't get there. Time
me.
To shut down, Stella. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lord, I don't know. I'm sorry. Boy, they really. Michelle, man, do something, man.
Jay
Vanderos, really,
if I can cut in on your song for a second.
Michelle,
okay.
Jay Vanderos, can I cut in on your song and say something to you?
Yes. What?
You are important at your job. You do your job well. I expect that you're a man of integrity. I really do. I don't think why
let me think about
her
that.
And trying to make her feel good in this situation. No, listen, I don't think Jay Ryle's shady in his work. I don't think he's going around talking like that to women. That's why I say that. So why would you defend this girl who did that? Why are you trying to ease it? Well, she's already got the big blows in her life.
Yes,
why are you defending her?
That's a problem now. She's blowing.
Mama B, if we got hell, then Mama B ain't blowing nothing. Mama B, Mama B, Mama B. Oh my God, Miss Elias, let me ask you something, bro.
Can't go for that.
No dicky do. All right, listen, Miss Elias, let me ask you something, bro.
Yes.
If you had a fine ass female that worked for you, and she she said, you know what? God dang it. I got to give this dude some. I got to give. Miss Elias, are you trying to kill me, bro? It's between me and you, Miss Elias. It's between me and you.
Sorry.
You trying to tell me, bro, you won't take it down?
Nah, man, I wouldn't.
Oh, this
too
guy. You know what, man? Okay, all right, fine. Let me
sound good.
You know what I learned a long time ago?
He sounded good, ain't
he? Elias, you sound good. Yeah, he sounded good.
Sexy. You sexy motherfucker. Yes, Miss Elias.
Yes, I want
so
much of you.
What you learn, Miss Elias? Don't put your ding on your pocket.
Where you eat at, because it comes back to haunt you, brother. I wouldn't do it, not at all.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, would
you
sleep? Okay, would you sleep with would you sleep with your female boss?
No.
You would?
Oh, please say no. Please say no, Miss Elias.
If she forced me,
would
like
you sleep with your boss?
Yeah. She forced you like Demi Moore. Would you do it? Would you do it?
Probably. I'd have to.
See, that was about
my God. Oh, I got a headache.
I'm nauseous
now after hearing that.
Yes. My boy.
I'm so disappointed.
That's how it's supposed
to
be. Why are you disappointed? Hold on. Ernest, let me ask you something, Ernest.
Ernest,
you working in the mail room. All of a sudden, Brad from accounting want to give you a job. He say, hey, man. Only way you can get this job, dog, you got to get on the dicky do. So you trying to tell me, Ernest, that you went to
You know what I would say to Brad from accounting? I'd say, you need to go back upstairs. You need to go back upstairs because I got stuff to sort. I'm not going down on your little dicky
do. What if he looked like Cooper? What if he looked like that dude Bradley Cooper?
I don't care what
Bradley
he looks
Cooper.
Like. I don't what care what he looks is. Like because you know what? At the end of the day, the only person that I have to look in the mirror and sleep with is me. And I need to respect that person. So I don't give a crap what Brad from accounting looks like. I have
Ernest.
To deal with
I
me.
I don't believe
Ernest
either.
I don't care what you believe, Heifer.
I would never sleep with someone for that.
You're Ernest is escape.
Let me put an addendum on this. out and about, away from work, and we were hooking up, that's a different thing. But if he comes in with a job proposition, talking about if you slobber this, I'm going to move you on up. Well, son,
no,
he probably didn't say that,
Ernest. But you know, it's like, hey, I mean, good with Brad from accounting. Who knows? I could be sitting right next door to him. He probably just saying, you know, if you...
1, 2, 3, 4, that's what point.
Hey, listen, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. I would say, listen, how about I sleep with you anyway, and we'll just forego the promotion. That way we can both have some fun, and this work thing ain't got to be awesome. How about that? Come over and get a big slice of Big Earn.
That's the Ernest I know and love.
I know. That's the hardest that being in damn theaters, giving it up to all the dudes in the theater.
Like, hey, Brad. Hey, Brad, when you're done crunching numbers, why don't you come up to the barn and let me crunch your hole for a while, and let's just not worry about the promotion.
You're a skank.
Crunch
that's what it is.
Crunch on your crotch for a while. Let's just do that for fun. Forget the promotion.
Oh, okay, I'm starting to get nauseated. Okay, all right, we're going to take a break. All right, Thursday. Ooh, God.
We're
getting lightheaded.
Why don't we not take a break?
Well, you know what? We are. How about that? I got to get my thoughts together. Oh, yo, you're so nasty. You like this kind of stuff, don't you? That's why your phone.
Really?
Who
wants a break? Right in the middle of something.
J. Ryle, when we talk for 3 hours
break,
on the phone, this is the conversation. When we talk for 3 hours, that's what Momo B and I talk about.
Trust me, Ernest, I know that. Hello. I know it is.
I should start recording those phone calls. I could have another whole show on ERN if I just record those phone calls.
When her teeth finally fall out of her damn mouth, but them damn things have been used and abused. The hair with teeth. We take a break. The hair with y'all. We'll be right back after this.
Too many fathers are AWOL. Missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. We need families to raise our children. We need fathers to recognize that responsibility doesn't just end at conception. That doesn't just make you a father. What makes you a man is not the ability to have a child. Any fool can have a child.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
And it's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
When you're around, yeah. I can let my fro out when I'm with you. watching a new day. Easy like a Sunday morning.
Leading someone to their heart rate.
Baby, should I let my throw out? Tell me.
You can comb your hair around me.
I wanna leave my throw out and not get my nails or my toes done. Is that alright with you?
Yes, it's alright with me.
Baby, your life, nothing like a window.
Something was bad. Everybody said, oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top.
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
is our calling number. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. Welcome back to the third and final set of the J. Rouse Show, sugar. Now it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the network. All Time Central starting tomorrow morning. We're back live. It's the serious side of the J. Rouse Show, 9 o'clock a.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and, of course, our main man, Jerome Esprit, our political strategist, talking some great stuff, folks. You've missed us for a week. Well, we're back live tomorrow morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Wednesday nights is Who's Who's Wednesday. We're back 7:30 p.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy. Dr. Princess Aldea, after Mr. Elias got that ass, boy, she's on time now. We're all coming to you live Wednesday night right here. Come on in and get it. The Listener Lounge is also happening on Wednesday nights. A great place to be, a fun place to be. Don't forget it, folks. It's every Wednesday right here on the network. Of course, Friday nights is Ladies First Radio. Matu LaDonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Rich Sissa has joined that famous crew over there. Tell you what, it's a great show. Tomorrow, last night, we apologized. Couldn't get it on the air because I was in transition coming back from Qatar, but they'll be back live Friday, so don't forget to listen. And, of course, every Saturday we're here doing the big show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Oh, God, I keep saying her. Momo Beezy and the Heezy, my main man, Big Earn in the house, and, of course, Rich Sister when she's available. And Miss Terry is always joining us live, all the way live right here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio. at its best. Ernest, man, tell us about you and what's happening on ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know about Ernest Radio Network by heading to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week. All of our shows are at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, except Saturday when we're here with the best people in the business, Jay Ryle, Mr. Elias, Momo B, and the whole crew for Saturday edition. Now, Sunday at 8 o'clock, it's Jane Hoffman with Political Gravity. Covers everything in the field of politics and religion. Monday, we celebrate independent music one record at a time with Music Monday. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. On Tuesday, Jane is back with our inspirational program called Beaten Path. Find out how people changed history simply because of what they believed in and how you can do the same today. Thursday, it's my show, the Ernest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 2 hours of news, weather. We have our own listening lounge, opinion, everything else that you could ever want in a show. It's there. And we're off on Fridays as usual, but on Saturdays we're back at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central with the TJRS Radio Network for the funniest show you will hear all week long. We guarantee it. And you can find out that. You can find our Twitter and our Facebook, our personal blogs, and everything else at ErnestRadioNetwork.com. That's it, Big Daddy.
All right, and of course, friends and family on the show Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. On the J. King Network, it's the Kings in the Morning Show. J. King, a.k.a. Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Lenny Lynn, the Custom Preacher, and Robert Redwine. Brother, make you laugh. They also tackle some serious topics. Tune in every Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there on Wednesdays as well, 7:30, same time, same bat channel. And, of course, GOG, our boy, top right-hand corner, if you're listening from BTR Radio, type in GOG. You can find him right here on BTR Radio if you're listening on this format. And, of course, our girl Rich Sister, she has a show called Thoughts for Vision. Once again, top right-hand corner, if you're on BTR, type in Rich Sister or Thoughts for Vision. Pretty sure you can find a show. You'll get the show time and show dates. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. We're talking about, we're just picking up loose ends, folks. Now, if you're just tuning in or you're saying, what happened? We didn't know that there was a show tonight. Well, it's a show every Saturday, folks. Come on. Either we're live or we're in rewind mode, but something is going down. But unfortunately, because of my travels, was not able to get anything posted, but we're here live, all the way live. Don't even have to walk. Don't even have to do what, Momo B? Oh, gosh, she just dropped the ball. See how I handed that off to her?
She's filling up on her Hennessy.
No, I'm here. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't even have to walk. Don't even have to
drive.
Thank you, Miss Elias. Thank you for having my back, Miss Elias. You own it.
I always got your back.
You own it.
That's what you're supposed to do. But anyway, so we're talking about this. Listen, I got to read something that Bridget sent me. Bridget said, all of y'all are wrong.
I got one leg up.
Bridget said, I slept with my boss a year ago. She said, oh, girl, must not be working that thing right. She said, because not only did I sleep with him, now he works for me. Go, girl.
Jay, you just mad because the first one you would have been able to sleep with, but the second one you wouldn't have been able to sleep with. That's all.
Let me get back to the barn, man.
Yeah, let me clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
I heard you smacking something.
Yes.
I heard you smacking something.
Giggity, giggity.
That's my
body.
Bridget,
you a skeezer. Skeezer ass, simple girl, you tried.
That's a G. Bridget, don't worry, baby.
You a G. See these outfits, they two-faced. They call Bridget a G.
Don't know,
and they call
Simba
a dumbass hoe.
That's how you OG it.
That's what they call her. That's what they said. They call her. They call her.
That's like me sleeping with Jay to get on the marquee.
You know what you saying? I know what you want, girl. You gonna get touched
by
an agent. That's all
I
right, baby.
I don't want none of you.
Yes,
none
you do.
Of it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
not
do.
Not part
just
of it.
Just a minute to everybody.
And as soon as I see that picture on Facebook,
you
I know
you even want some chubby white boy. You want it all.
She don't want near one of you.
I'm not the ghetto right out your ass. Let me ask you.
I want one.
Yeah, whatever. I know the deal. I will. Come on. Sing the song with me, girl. I want your love.
Yeah.
I want your love. Yeah, come on, sing it. I sing this one. Freak out. Ding 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 ding. The freak. Listen, come on, baby. Freak out.
Freak.
Yeah, I had my mouth open, Ernest. I had my mouth open when you did that. 3-7-8-5-0.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You the control.
Uh-oh, we got a fish bite. All right, listen, folks. The QLD, the question of the day, we're talking about, we're just picking up loose ends because we don't have anything posted. So we're just picking up loose ends. We're talking about right now a situation where a young lady says she slept with her boss because she thought it was going to lead to a promotion a year and a half later. Her ass is still in the damn cafeteria flipping burgers.
Secretary.
She's actually wondering
why. Stella.
And then
waiting
a whole year later.
Oh,
I'm still waiting.
They cold. Hey, I have to make an announcement. For all you ladies on tag that be sending me requests and stuff, don't send me requests if you got tattoos all over your tatas. That's not sexy.
Tattoos on my tatas.
What about the gentleman with tattoos?
But that's for you, Ernest. You can answer that question for your damn self.
Oh.
Okay? You can answer that one your damn
self. No,
ain't
nobody sending
that.
Me nothing on tag, son. You got gentlemen sending you messages. I'm just following up.
Hey, man, that was
that's
one
all.
Time. That was one time, and we forgot about that, but you keep bringing
hey,
up Captain
that's
Bridget,
all it
dude.
Takes to be on the DL,
one
brother.
We
that's
know
all
about.
It takes to be on the DL is one time.
Hey, Mr. Yeah,
one time
you
we know about. One time we know about. One time we know about.
Yeah, kiss my ass. All right, 3-7-8-5-0-1-2-7-2 is the caller number. 3-7-8-5-0-1-2-7-2 Mr. Elias.
Yes.
Who do we have on the line, dog?
Man, we got our favorite. One of our favorite lists is Rich Sister.
Oh, you said one of our favorite lists. I thought she was our favorite.
Yeah, Mariana was your favorite.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Old gold digger. What's up, Rich? What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, how's everybody doing? Just calling for a quick minute.
Oh, you're calling for a quick minute. Why is that?
I'm just on the travel, but I just wanted to just chime in and say hi to everyone.
You want to ask your question?
Hi. Hi.
Where are you traveling to, Rich Sister?
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm coming from Orange County. I'm working out there.
You're going to go see St. Clinton? Is that where you're going?
Wait,
yo, I can't.
She went to see St. Clinton. I heard about that.
St. Clinton's
I heard about the little love
too.
Connection y'all had going
on.
Praising
and yelling for Jesus all weekend.
Rich,
that's all I know.
Rich Sister was talking about some, I'll be in contact with you. Yeah. Rich Sister talking about some, hey. I want a Dickie New sandwich. I want a Dickie New sandwich.
Stop it. Stop. You're so tacky when you say that.
All right, Rich Sister. So where are you going, Rich Sister?
Well, I'm coming.
Coming from?
Yeah.
You going from where?
For the week. Trinity Broadcast
Network. Las Vegas.
I was.
Oh.
No.
That's a church.
Trinity Broadcasting Network. You know, the network.
Oh, TBN. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
TBN, sure.
I was working out there.
Oh, really?
Wait.
You were working at TBN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the play, it was Playathon this week, so I was working out there for the week.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
See? Always doing the right thing by Jesus. Always doing the right thing by Jesus.
Is the praise song still on with sisters?
I don't know why you asking.
Yes.
What you want to know,
folks? I'm not, going to hell like you.
Yes, you are. Oh, please.
No, I'm not.
Your room is already damn reserved.
No.
Oh,
yes, but it's still on till tomorrow.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Why? What you going to do? You going to look at it? You going to call in? What you doing? You got vertigo? What you doing? Why you want to know?
You know what? Don't worry about it. I ain't trying to see
Yes, you are. Go and say it. I ain't trying to see you. Yes, you are. Yes,
look,
you are. I'm going to tell you. You can tell
you. I might have did a lot of stuff, but I've never slept my way to the top. So, because I've always made it to
the
top with my
Okay, that's obvious.
How about that?
That's obvious.
So, I just want to let you know that I do know God. I know him very well, and he knows me.
We all know God.
And that's all. And that's all I have to say.
Oh.
That's it.
So, what does that mean? I don't think
Miss Mary sleeping with anybody, because if she was sleeping with someone, she would have ended up back in the ghetto. So, whatever she doing, she's
doing
it right.
That's why I ended up back in the ghetto.
For your information,
Ernest,
I came over to the ghetto to sleep with snow.
Are you sleeping with Ernest? I mean, we said you slept with Ernest. We know. Oldest broke ass still in the ghetto, baby. Baby, come on back here with me. Here I come, Daddy. Here I come.
No, I don't like you. I don't like the area. No.
Hey, Rich sister, are you walking back to California? What the hell are you doing? Are you inside a car? Or are you walking on the side of the road?
I'm on the 405. What the hell is all that noise?
Cars passing and honk. What the hell are you doing? She walking back. Hey, remember that? Who was that called into the show that time? And we asked him something. She said, "Oh, I got a bus pass." I'm like, "What? What was it?" Miss Elliott, do you remember that, man?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I got a bus pass. You got a bus pass. What the hell are you talking? Oh man,
hey,
I can't remember.
Ain't nothing wrong with having
God.
A bus pass.
Or it's not.
Nothing wrong with that.
What
you got to do to get by in life. You do what you got to do, and that's respectful.
I ride the bus.
Even if it means sleeping your way up to the top, apparently.
Well, you got to talk to Stella about that. Look here. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Everybody that's listening that could be potential, you know, people that work for me, you ought to try it. It may work for you. You ought to try it. It may work for you. Yes.
Please.
I know.
Please.
Let's be ready to throw up afterwards. He did say everybody that works for him, didn't he?
Hey, sister, we're going to let you go.
Jay,
like, we don't want you
it has
talking.
To be good. Jay, it has to be good when you sleep with somebody, okay? That's the key.
Rich, sister, we're going to let you go, baby, because we're going to put you on.
If it isn't the way, older than a Negro.
We're going to put you on mute, Rich, sister, because. Okay. All right, we're going to put you on mute.
She's trying to say goodbye. She's trying to say goodbye.
Which was, Miss Elliott, just cut the damn mic off. All right, Rich, sister, we'll let you go. We don't want you walking and talking and walk out in front of a damn bus. So what was she saying? Oh, she gone. Yeah, woo.
She's on prepaid,
right
too, so she ain't going to hang around long. She's on prepaid.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anyway. All right, look. All right,
she ain't hanging around
long. All right, 3-4. Okay, wait, what do I? 347-850-1217.
Okay,
you call it the Jay Rouse Show. All right, listen. Got another question for you. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, shoot.
All right, first of all, let me ask this question first. She's listening live. Can I say your name?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's another heifer doing some stupid stuff. I can see it now.
Oh, my goodness. They calling y'all names. You know what? They just ignorant like that. Don't worry about them, baby. Don't worry about them.
Look, what is it?
I'm waiting for her to respond, Miss Terry. I'm not like you. I don't like to put people on front street.
You can read the question and then give the name later. We don't really care. We don't know them. Stupid.
Really?
Just read it.
Hey, don't be calling out people
stupid.
What's wrong with
you? I'm a cow or a heifer anyway. I don't care what her name is.
What is wrong with y'all? Y'all act like,
what is
you know
wrong
what?
You
let me tell you something.
Question.
Our listenership is going to drop. Y'all don't call them stupid heifers and dumb hoes. That's what you have done today.
Well, if they weren't acting like stupid heifers and dumb hoes, we wouldn't have to call them that. Now,
you know what? Ernest is over here. Ernest really don't belong over here.
Let me do it one of these. I
know.
So, hey.
Oh, man. Yes. Okay, so her name is Thick and Sexy, which that's probably not your birth certificate name, but we'll use it anyway. Oh, you like that, huh? That's your nickname. You stole Miss Terry's
nickname.
You got to come up with another one. That's Miss Terry's nickname, Thick and Sexy. You got to come up with another one.
That's not her government name. Go ahead.
No, but that's Miss Terry. And Miss Terry's like, oh, snap, she took my name. I got to change my name when I go into the damn chat.
I know some people in a ghetto with that name. Go ahead, girl.
I know. It's not like it's original. All right, look. She said that she wants to marry this man. He hasn't popped the question yet. So should she ask him, and how would that make, how does that make her look, a female asking a man to marry?
No, don't ask him.
Don't do it.
He looks stupid.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Can we do it? Can you do it? No, don't do it, boo.
Don't
he,
do it. Okay, that's one, don't do
like
it.
That,
what about you, Miss Terry?
It evidently must be good. You know my word. He didn't ask you, so I'm going to ask.
You always
got to
turn it that way.
No.
Why you always got to go there? Ain't nobody talking about nothing being good. You always got to take it there.
Because
always.
You know, has a lot to do with a lot. Yes.
I know it does, Joe.
Yes, sure do.
It's got a lot to do with a lot.
A lot to do with a lot.
I'm going to ask him, and he's going to say what? No, I'm sorry.
Because if your dicky do what it do, then I can't be wrong with you.
He needs to ask her. And maybe he's not ready to get married yet.
Yes.
Maybe you need to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, like you're Oprah for somebody.
That's a Miss Phil answer. Please.
I knew it was some answer. No, maybe he's just not ready, girlfriend.
You want for dinner? I'm going to ask you to marry me? Oh, my God.
No. Well, we know that ain't going to happen.
She's gonna be buying the ring. What's she gonna do next?
Oh, so okay. Wait a
minute.
Oh my God! Why can't she? If she really loves this man, why can't she ask this man?
Y'all are
some damn hypocrites.
No,
she's hypocrite.
If she wants to, you go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Oh, why? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it?
Be surprised if he say no.
Be surprised about what?
No, the thing is, when he say no, I'm not ready, she can catch the attitude. That's my thing. You can catch the attitude. If she was ready, he would ask you, boo. He would ask you. He ain't ready. You would ask him and then get mad because he say, no. Then you get mad and not give him a text for 8
weeks. Oh, she ghetto.
That's
a ghetto answer, just by the way. I just want to let you know that is a ghetto answer. Coming from the ghetto heaven. I want to let you know that, girl. You may not want to take her answers because her answers is ghetto as hell.
My answer is
don't ask
real.
Nothing. And when you ask, you better have something in your hand if you ask them.
Real talk. Don't be asking no question. Because you weren't mad at me. No, I do not.
You're going to be like her, too, by your damn self, drinking and calling fat gay people on the weekends. That's what you're going to be doing. All right, look.
Better than calling some fat black bastard down in Texas sweating his balls off.
Hey, man, look at man. Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Making his own underwear gravy. What you think is worse?
Shut up. I can't stand y'all. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJR Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Travels keep me away.
Number 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show, as we begin that final descent. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, Mr. L.A.S. What's up, boy? Okay. Sick, but all righty. Back at you. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mama B's it out. What's up, Mama?
Chilling with my jet fresh crew.
All the way to heaven. Oh, Miss Terry, what's happening?
What the fuck to do?
Uh-oh, that's it. Oh, no, hell no, hit her. That's it. No, no, no. I got the board this time, you old foul mouth. I got the board this time, you old foul. Get your ass out of here.
Gotta go.
I got
this
time.
This person has been muted.
Hey, I got the board this
What's
damn time.
She used a
major infraction. She used the F word.
Oh,
did she?
That's nothing.
Yeah, you tried to hit you in your eye, too. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Hang Low?
Hang Low. You said Hang Low or Hang Low? Okay, whatever. All right, Big E's out. What's up, Big E?
Oh, Ernest is in the bathroom. This is Regina. Hello?
This is who?
Ernest is in the bathroom. My name is Regina.
Hey, what you mean, Regina?
I'm back.
If it's an Ernest house, you mean Ralph, don't you? Jesus Christ. All right, anyway. This is Ralph. Ernest is in the bathroom. Hey. she snaps up. All right, look.
Hey,
look, I didn't say she was naked. I just said, you know.
Okay.
Okay,
they got to be sexual with you. You know, people that talk about it all the time usually don't get it. So I feel sorry for you now.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, want to say hello to a new advertiser starting next Saturday, Freddie Kia. Freddie Kia, located in Houston, South Houston, will be broadcasting with us. We'll be doing live chat in, live talk on, what is it called, Michelle? There's mentions on the air, live mentions on the air. We're going to be talking to a couple of guys out there. Appreciate you guys coming on. Appreciate your business. And welcome to the TGRS Radio Network family. So that will be next Saturday. Freddie Kia, South Houston, to be advertising with the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the calling number to QD. The question of the day we're talking about, just questions. Because we didn't have anything posted, and so, you know, I just pulled out some questions from back in the day, and so some people are responding, and it's been funny as hell. Because I tell you, you learn something new about people every day. You learn something new about some of these jokers every day when they start bringing this mess up here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And we done found out that, what's wrong with you, Michelle? Is you all right?
I'm good, man.
Joker said, you know, somebody do that. I mean, he just.
I'll be around here, man. Ooh.
What you say?
I learned a lot of new stuff about people around here, man.
Hey, man, they raw, bro. They raw, man. This is who you share the stage with every week.
Listen,
every week.
You only raw if you're not using the right lube. That's all you need to know.
There it is. And there is Mr. Captain Doodle D, or whatever his name is. There he is again.
Hey, ain't no doo doo around here. Hey, listen, that's clean. Ain't no doo doo around here. Sandwich out of that thing. I ain't even worried about it. Go ahead.
Gosh. Oh, man. All right, real quick, we have one more. Let's see. We got about 10 minutes. We have a few minutes to knock this one around. If we don't finish it up before the break, we'll definitely tackle it. And before we go, here's one. And I think we've asked this question before because we had a friend that went into this situation. But here's the question. This female has an adopted kid, and she wants to know, should she tell this kid, at what age should she tell this kid that they're adopted? So I guess this is a halfway serious question. Sweetheart, we have answered this before. But, hey, maybe you weren't listening back then. So, Mr. Elliott's here real quick, man, before we go to this last breakdown. I mean, when should she tell this kid?
I say when he's a teenager, man, when he becomes 13. I think he's ready for him at 13. Yeah. I do.
Oh, my God. 13, okay, all right.
That's
what
Mr. Elliott found out.
Ms. Terry, what age should she tell?
As soon as the child, because I was adopted, and my parents told me when I was, like, 13, 14, and I tripped out. So
yes,
you really need to tell them. Yeah, because I was just like, everybody done lied to me. Y'all ain't my family.
Exactly.
I don't know y'all.
That's
I ain't
got
to listen no
old.
More. And all kind
yes.
of I acted really up. So, yeah, you really
yeah,
need
but
to
that's
tell
you,
them.
Though.
And, well, no,
yeah, sure.
listen. You really
no.
need to tell them, and you really need to make sure that you can in some way get in touch with their family, like if you have any information, because they're going to ask you
good,
for a lot of
that's
information.
Good. That's a
yeah.
good idea. By the way, she's saying her daughter's 5. Okay. All right, so you're saying as soon as possible. What about you, Momo B's? And again, let me preface
yes.
this by saying Momo B has kicked her son out the house. We don't know where his ass is. So think about the source
that.
When you get this answer. Yes, Momo B, yes.
You
no,
down
the
mission
do
with Princess Odelia.
I did not. All I want to say is you should tell them as soon as possible. The earliest, that's what I think, I believe. 13, that's too old. They're already
yeah.
bonded with you. They already think, they think what they think at that age. Tell them
yeah.
while they're young. I would tell them when they don't know nothing. I'm like, oh, yeah, you adopted. Every day, you adopted. Here's your mama. I'm adopted.
Yeah.
You stupid. Oh, my God.
Like, for real, you did not
I'm so glad
my
mama's not my
mother. You did not come for me. Like,
yeah.
It's too
told
hard.
You
know what? It's just harder when they get older. So much harder. So much difficult. When they're younger, it's not. It's just like, here's how you tie your shoes. The rabbit is boom, boom, boom. You're not mine. I would do it all in that sentence. Like, there you go. Like, for real.
I told you.
Because
yeah.
when they start asking questions, why? You know how little kids, why, mom? Why? Why?
I told
why?
You.
Shut up. You don't mind.
See, I told you. See, there you go. And she'll be ruined for life. Thank you, Mama B, for that crazy ghetto ass answer. Thank you.
The first thing that I noticed is that I didn't look like anybody. So I started going around the family going, look at these people. Like, I don't look like nobody. I've never before they told me.
If you was mine, that would have been all good.
Okay, fine.
All right, Ernest, give me an answer real quick, man.
You
run out of time. Yes, Ernest.
I think I kind of agree with both of them. I think that it's if you do tell them, it needs to be age appropriate. It needs to be a natural conversation. But if the child is young enough, you should just make it part of their vocabulary. You know, Rosie O'Donnell, the comedian Rosie O'Donnell, has four adopted children. All of her children know that they're adopted. They've always known that. I mean, there's a great way to tell them other than Momo B's way to say, hey, you know, somebody else couldn't take care of you, but we could, and you were meant to come to us, you know, to, you know, do it in a loving way or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But, and Rosie's rule is that they know they're adopted, but they are not allowed to look for their birth parents until they turn 18. Once they're an adult and they if they choose to take that path at that point, they can. So if you haven't told them by five, you can start integrating it a little bit into the conversation over time, planting the seed. Don't just drop everything at once.
Okay.
Plant the seed. Let it grow. You know, if you wait later, then...
Okay.
You know, it might be well, it might not.
It's too late. When it's too late, you look like a
but
liar.
But do it age appropriate.
Right.
Whatever you tell him,
okay.
Do it age appropriate.
When you wait too late, you look like a liar.
All right, last call coming up. What would
you
be crazy?
Look like
a
liar.
She hates the left one.
I love it when people concern themselves with stuff that's never going to affect their lives. You know what I mean? Same-sex marriages, I got bigger things to worry about than a same-sex marriage. I got to worry about an arranged marriage. You know, it'll be out of control when they got same-sex arranged marriages. That's when they're going to be out of control. You know what I mean? Indian family realizes her son's gay when he's young, you know. We must find him a nice boy. Someone from a good family and a big closet. Arranged marriage is a big problem in my community, man. You know what I mean? It's not so much a problem. It's a problem if you want it to be a problem. I mean, it's a problem for me. You know what I mean? My parents tried that on me last year. They came up to me. They're like, my mom goes, Rastas. You're getting older now. And you're not married. What if I bring some nice girls home for you? I go, I bring nice girls home all the time. I just leave in the morning. That's a nice girl right there. She's like, no, I will pick some girls and you can choose the one you like. Like, are you out of your mind, man? My mom wanted to pick my wife. I wouldn't let my mom pick my clothes. Imagine my mom walking in with this girl. I know she's a little big now. But you'll grow into her. Big deal in the Indian community if you're not married, man. I'm not married. I'm not really big on this whole marriage thing, you know? I love women too much to get married, you know what I mean? Because if you love women and you get married, then you just love women. I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet, you know? I'm scared of getting that disease, too. You know that disease when you get married? Onegina? I don't want to get stuck with onegina for the rest of my life, you know?
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we are going to Canton, Georgia. And we're looking for a young lady by the name of Deborah Lee Crawford. She's an African-American woman. She's medium complexion. She weighs 165 pounds. Her hair is black. It's shoulder length long. color of her eyes are brown, and she wears no contacts or glasses. She was last seen at a Kmart located at 1750 Marietta Highway at 4 p.m. on August 19, 2013, in Canton, Georgia. She was dropped off by a friend and picked up by a male by the name of Travis. She has tattoos. She has one across her chest that says Brent's Playground, pictures of praying hands on her right forearm. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, a green shirt with a green M&M and a frog. The family has advised that Crawford has several mental disorders, including depression. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of this young lady are asked to call the Canton Police Department at 770-720-4883. Once again, that number is 770-720-4883. Attention, Detective R.V. Campbell. We pray for the safe return of this young lady, and we ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like for someone to be featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can call us now if you're listening to this live at 347-850-1272. We'll take the information there. Or if you're listening to this via Rewind or Archives, contact the show via email, thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information there. You can direct message me there as well. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And I'm Jay, and I'll talk to you next time on Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
For the next face you see,
maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
All right, folks, you know what that means. We have to wrap it up. This is where we kind of tie up loose ends. First of all, Miss Terry, the Have You Seen Me segment, have they found that young lady?
No, they haven't found her.
Okay, all right. Just want to every now and then give people updates on what's going on and, you know, try to replay some of these because it's important for us to continue to put the word out there about people who are missing, especially people missing of color. So now, here's something that someone posted, and I wish we had time to talk about it, Mr. Elias, but I think maybe we should make it a whole show topic for Wednesday. And the question is, at what age does it come, at what age is it more about companionship than sex as far as a relationship? I mean, that's a damn good question.
Wow. That is a good question.
How old
that
are you?
That is a very good question.
The person who asked the question is 56.
Yeah, well, you're too old to get it up. If you can't get it up, then...
Well, okay, see, once again, okay, we'll talk about this. Bruh. So that's it.
Mama
so come in, we'll talk about that
one. Out there to help with that, so that don't even... You got senior citizens in home and homes catching AIDS and all kind of stuff, so that doesn't count.
But Terry said they be in there humping. Humping for Jamaica.
Listen, I have that friend Becca who dressed up at the Halloween party. She works at an old folks home, and she has caught so many old couples in like three ways and 69 and all kinds of old people still doing it. I'm not getting any lucky, but I'm telling you, she has a story all the time about that stuff.
Yes, I can.
You know, Momo G will be on a walker with those little tennis balls on the bottom of it still getting some ass.
1 minute left.
Hey, walking around with a damn nightgown hiked up. It's open for business. Anybody want some? It's open for business. It's open for
hair
business.
Hanging all off. I got half her weave hanging on her water.
No, I'm not going to even say nothing. That's going to be me.
I know it's going to be you.
It's already.
Oh,
there
it is.
It's
already.
That's
gonna
be me.
I
can't do that.
It's gonna
be me.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a good topic, and I can't wait to be there.
Well, I know you can. And okay, here's the deal, Miss 56-year-old. Don't listen to none of her answers because she's gonna be nice and high when it's showtime, and she's gonna be talking crazy. So don't listen to nothing she has to say. And Miss Terry, somebody said, yeah, I got tattoos. Hey, Miss Terry, we like that heart tattoo. That used to be a straight line. You wrinkled the edge of your head and got all wrinkled tattoos and fell all over the damn place.
That's right. Don't worry about it.
Like
just
that
take
tattoo
that
on your belly. It
that,
used to be on
just
my
take
neck.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, once again, a great show. I'm glad to be back in the States, and maybe on Wednesday I'll tell you a little bit about my trip. Also want to say what's up again to our brand-new sponsor, Freddie Kia. Can't wait to talk to the brothers next Saturday right here on the J. Rouse Show. But it's time for our final thoughts.
711 Gulf Highway in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that's right. South Houston, actually. It's time for our final thoughts, and Miss Terry, ladies, our first final thoughts.
My final thought is that this has been a great show. It has been fun. And shit.
Okay, I'll put your mic off. Thank you. Put your mic off. All right, thank you very much. Chance out of here. Thank you very much. All right.
I love her.
Yeah, well, she caught me off guard that time. But I'm ready for your ass. All right, Mama B, final thoughts.
You see, now you're from the spot.
To me?
I love me, okay. Miss Terry. I really do. But my final thought is, love to my bumper, baby. And you always in my veins.
Yeah.
And for all y'all.
Oh, your mic's gone too. Okay, bye. All right, Ernest, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to hit you fast and furious. All right, final thoughts, Ernest.
Don't you tempt me with a good time, big man. Listen, I have two final thoughts here, a couple things real quick. First of all, there's an estimated possible 10,000 people that might have been killed in the Philippines because of the hurricane. So let's pray for those dear people. And if they start collecting money, then at least just send $5 because every little bit helps. Hopefully it won't be quite that much. I have a final quote from St. Francis of Sales. It says, my past no longer concerns me. It belongs to divine mercy. My future does not yet concern me. It belongs to divine providence. What concerns me and what challenges me is today, which belongs to God's grace and to the devotion of my heart and my goodwill. So we will see you tomorrow. And shit, goddamn.
Okay, put your guard too. All right, thank you very much. All right, Ms. Elias. That's the long day bye. Hey, man, don't laugh at them, man. It's just me and you laugh.
All right.
Don't laugh
man.
At them.
Hey, look, man, I went to the doctor last week, man. I got a favorable report.
Yes.
My levels are down, man. My weight is down. I'm down 23 pounds since last time. I attribute that to going to the gym. And while I'm at the gym, I like looking at booty.
Oh.
Booty's more important than breathing. It's more important than water. I tell you, like, let me tell you something. I like it and I want it. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Yes, and I want to double down on what Ernest said about the Philippines. I mean, that's just a horrible scene.
Yes,
and we pray for everyone who was affected by that. And, you know, and I'm glad to be back. I have to say this, and I'll say this, and I mean this with all sincerity. You guys are the absolute best in the world. And, you know, I tell you what, I was over there, and I wanted to prove something. I wanted just to see how much they understood our culture, Mr. Elias. So I pulled up one of the shows, and I gave it to this, you know, this fan, this, you know, I'm not going to call him a name, but one of those guys, right? And he was, so he listened, and he actually was laughing. And so I thought, wow, comedy is transparent, baby. No matter where you are, what's funny is funny. And I wish we could have other colleagues. If you guys are just tuning in and wondering why it's just me and Miss Elias, those other three heifers and heifette is in timeout.